Hello, my name is Danielle. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I've lived in Anchor Point with my husband for the last 10 years. He was born and raised there. Together, we have two children that go to Chapman School. For the first time ever, my husband and I have talked about leaving, not just leaving Anchor Point, but leaving the state. Even if Chapman remains open, the potential for increased class sizes, eliminated programs, and a barren wasteland where after-school programs thrived has us worried about the quality of our children's education. If education is not funded to the cap, I feel like Alaska will not only lose top-rated schools, including Chapman, but will effectively be crippling or killing the small towns and communities across Alaska as families and educators move away.
Honorable Assembly, Pastor Roy Lovegrove from Anchor Point. I've been in Anchor Point for 5 years, and our church is, we're very happy it's right next to the school because we recognize as a church that that school is the heart of the town. Right after I started there, I became engaged with the school, partnered with it. In the last few years, I became the basketball coach. They taught me into subbing, and then that was supposed to be a day a week. Now it's full-time, and now I'm actually full-time aide at the school, and I absolutely love it. What we need to understand here is we don't have a civic center. Our church operates archery out of there to accommodate the youth in the area who have nothing else to do on a Friday night. We do many programs there. We've had sportsman's outreach. We've done fall festivals. You know, we do what we can with that little town. We have many issues there, many problems. Our church tries to address it through our food bank and our drug addiction programs. But my fear is if you close that school down, you will kill the city.
B. Kleitch, Anchor Point. Good evening. I began working for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District in 1990 as an elementary teacher at Nikolaiva School, where I met my husband, Steve Kleitch, who is currently in his 30th year for the Kenai Peninsula School District. Presently, I teach middle school in Anchor Point at Chapman, an amazing school. In addition, I am in my 29th year coaching high school volleyball and basketball at Nikolaiva School. Both Nikolaiva's boys and girls teams will represent the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District at state next week, and we proudly represent you.
Okay, good evening. My name is Heidi Stokes. I am a teacher at Chapman School. My husband and I have five children, two of which proudly attend Chapman School. We are business owners in Anchor Point. As you know, these budget proposals are devastating and create uncertain times for all Alaskans. This budget will negatively impact our school's ability to even stay open, let alone meet the needs of our students. Two-thirds of my colleagues are at risk of losing their jobs due to their non-tenure status. Our ability to meet the needs of our students is being compromised. Should the governor's budget be passed, education will suffer a blow that I feel will take decades to overcome. Skilled and invested teachers are facing the likelihood of job loss or relocation. Communities are faced with the possibility of losing their schools that singularly serve their citizens. Students are faced with increased class sizes and the reduction of programs that have provided them avenues to pursue their interests and talents. I realize that the state-level cuts are not your fault. However, we look to you as Borough Assembly members to help soften this blow. I urge you to fund education to the cap, and in doing so, know that you are sending a message that the education of our youth on the peninsula cannot be compromised.